नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 43 44 एंड 45। उवाच चासहन्त्यस्य बन्धनानयनं सति मुच्यतां मुच्यतां एषा ब्राह्मणो नितरां गुरुः उवाच
सेट
च एंड असहंती बीइंग अनबेरेबल फॉर हर अस्य
हिज
बंधना
बीइंग बाउंड
आनयनम
ब्रिंगिंग हिम
सती द डिवोटेड मुच्यताम
जस्ट गेट हिम रिलीज्ड
ब्राह्मणा
नितराम
अवर गुरु टीचर। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। शी कुड नॉट टॉलरेट अश्वत्थामास बीइंग बाउंड बाय रोप्स and being a devoted lady, she said, release him, for he is a brahmana, our spiritual master. Please repeat.
She could not tolerate
Ashwatthamas being bound
by ropes
and being a devoted lady she said
release him
for he is a Brahmana,
our spiritual master.
Purport. As soon as Ashwatthama was brought before Draupadi, she thought it intolerable that a Brahmana should be arrested like a culprit and brought before her in that condition, especially when the Brahmana happened to be a teacher's son. Arjuna arrested Ashwatthama knowing perfectly well that he was the son of Dronacharya. Krishna also knew him to be so, but both of them condemned the murderer without consideration of his being the son of a brahmana. According to revealed scriptures, a teacher or spiritual master is liable to be rejected if he proves himself unworthy of the position of a guru or spiritual master. A guru is called also an acharya, or a person who has personally assimilated all the essence of shastras and has helped his disciples to adopt the ways. Ashwatthama failed to discharge the duties of a brahmana or teacher, and therefore he was liable to be rejected from the exalted position of a brahmana. On this consideration, both Lord Shri Krishna and Arjuna were right in condemning Ashwatthama. But to a good lady like Draupadi, the matter was considered not from the angle of shastric vision, but a matter of custom. By custom, Ashwatthama was offered the same respect as offered to his father. It was so because generally the people accept the son of a brahmana as a real brahmana by sentiment only. Factually, the matter is different. A brahmana is accepted on the merit of qualification and not on the merit of simply being the son of a brahmana. But in spite of all this, Draupadi desired that Ashwatthama be at once released, and it was all the same a good sentiment for her. This means that a devotee of the Lord can tolerate all sorts of tribulations personally, but still such devotees are never unkind to others, even to the enemy. These are the characteristics of one who is a pure devotee of the Lord. 44. Sarahasyo Dhanurveda.
Sarahasyo Dhanurveda.
Savisara Gopa Samyamaha. Sarvasargo
Gopa Samyamaha.
Savisara Gopa Samyamaha.
Savisargo Gopa Samyamaha.
Astra Gramascha Bhavata.
Astra Gramascha Bhavata.
Shikshito Yad Anugraha.
Shikshito Yad Anugraha.
Sarahasya.
Confidential.
Dhanu Veda.
Dhanu Veda.
Knowledge in the art of manipulating bows and arrows.
Knowledge in the art of manipulating bow and arrows.
Sa Visarga.
Sa Visarga.
Releasing.
Releasing.
Upasamyamaha.
Upasamyamaha.
Controlling.
Controlling.
Astra.
Astra.
Weapons.
Weapons.
Gramaha.
Gramaha.
All kinds of.
All kinds of.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Bhavata.
Bhavata.
By yourself.
By yourself.
Shikshita.
Shikshita.
Learned.
Learned.
Yat.
Yat.
By whose.
By whose.
Anugrahat.
Anugrahat.
Mercy of.
Mercy of.
It was by Dronacharya's mercy that you learned the military art of throwing arrows and the confidential art of controlling weapons. Purport. Dhanurveda or military science was taught by Dronacharya with all its confidential secrets of throwing and controlling by Vedic hymns. Gross military science is dependent on material weapons, but finer than that is the art of throwing the arrows saturated with Vedic hymns, which act more effectively than gross material weapons like machine guns or atomic bombs. The control is by Vedic mantras or the transcendental science of sound. It is said in the Ramayana that Maharaj Dasharatha, the father of Lord Sri Ram, used to control arrows by sound only. He could pierce his target with his arrow by only hearing the sound without seeing the object. So this is a finer military science than that of the gross material military weapons used nowadays. Arjuna was taught all this, and therefore Draupadi wished that Arjuna feel obliged to Acharya Drona for all these benefits. And in the absence of Dronacharya, his son was his representative. That was the opinion of the good lady Draupadi. It may be argued why Dronacharya, a rigid Brahmana, should be a teacher in military science. But the reply is that a Brahmana should become a teacher regardless of what his department of knowledge is. A learned Brahmana should become a teacher, a priest, and a recipient of charity. A bona fide Brahmana is authorized to accept such professions. We'll take the next one. Sa Esha Bhagavan Drona.
Sa Esha Bhagavan Drona.
Praja Rupena Vartate.
Praja Rupena Vartate.
Tasyat Mano Ardham Patni Aste.
Tasyat Mano
Patne Aste. Nanvagad Virasuha Kripi.
Nanvagad Virasuha
Kripi. Saha.
Saha.
He.
He.
Esha.
Esha.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Lord.
Lord.
Dronacharya.
Dronacharya.
Praja Rupena.
Praja Rupena.
In the form of his son Ashwatthama.
In the form of his son Ashwatthama.
Vartate.
Vartate.
Is existing.
Is existing.
Tasya.
Tasya.
Is.
Is.
Atmanaha.
Atmanaha.
Of the body.
Of the body.
Ardham.
Ardham.
Half.
Half.
Patni.
Patni.
Wife.
Wife.
Aste.
Aste.
Living.
Living.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Anvagat.
Anvagat.
Undertook.
Undertook.
Virasuh.
Virasur.
Having the son present.
Having the son present.
Kripi.
Kripi.
The sister of Kripacharya.
The sister of Kripacharya.
Translation. He, Dronacharya, is certainly still existing, being represented by his son, his wife Krupi did not undergo a sati with him because she had a son. Purport. The wife of Dronacharya, Krupi, is the sister of Kripacharya, a devoted wife who is, according to revealed scripture, the better half of her husband, is justified in embracing voluntary death along with her husband if she is without issue. But in the case of the wife of Dronacharya, she did not undergo such a trial because she had her son, the representative of her husband. A widow is a widow only in name if there is a son of her husband existing. So in either case, Ashwatthama was the representative of Dronacharya, and therefore killing Ashwatthama would be like killing Dronacharya. That was the argument of Draupadi against the killing of Ashwatthama. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Desha Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. उवाच चासहन्ति अस्य वन्दनानयनं सति मुच्यतां मुच्यतां एष ब्राह्मणो नितरां गुरुः. She could not tolerate Ashwatthama's being bound by ropes, and being a devoted lady, she said, release him, for he is a brahmana, our spiritual master. सरहस्यो धनुर्वेदः सवि सर्व गोपसंयम्यः अस्त्रग्रामश्च भवता शिक्षितो यद् अनुग्रहात्. It was by Dronacharya's mercy that you learned the military art of throwing arrows and the confidential art of controlling weapons. स एष भगवान् द्रोणः प्रजारूपेण वर्तते तस्यात्मनो अर्धं पत्नी आस्ते Nanvagad Virasuh Krupi. Dronacharya is certainly still existing, being represented by his son. His wife Krupi did not undergo a sati with him because she had a son. Now we can see Draupadi's argument for releasing Ashwatthama. The first thing she said, first she paid her obeisances, and then immediately saying Muchyatam Muchyatam two times. Please release, please release. You know, because she got so disturbed by seeing Ashwatthama being brought in like an animal, you know, tied with ropes. Because all through, before this happened, Ashwatthama was very respected by everybody, you know. Especially the Pandavas and Kauravas, they were respecting Ashwatthama. And suddenly when you see somebody like that, you know, your own person, for example, if you see your own teacher like that, if you have some respect for the teacher, of course, I mean, that's more important. Nowadays, there is hardly any respect for teachers. Students behave with teachers as if, you know, they are their younger friends or something like that. They make some jokes, and of course, that's a part of the teaching, but they always make it like that. They take it so lightly. Especially in the Western countries, they just even call the gurus by their names, you know, first name. They will not say sir. In India, at least, that is there. You know, the people will call sir, so and so sir. You know, even an elderly person is respected. So this is a culture, and now that culture is spreading very, very fast. You know, for example, here we see that. Suta Goswami is talking about the sati system. In the olden days, if the husband died in the young age, the wife will have problems to staying back because nobody will be there to take care of her, you know, and she's not, she doesn't have anybody to fall back upon, you know, and If Bhagavatam says that a lady should be always under the protection, and when the protection of the husband is not available, then it was very difficult. So she would commit a sati. But again, you know, it's not like something blind. It's not, sometimes people say that it is very cruel, and you know, they have a lot of things going on against that. But that was the reason. But if you have a son, then as Srila Prabhupada explains, the satis should not even bother, you know, like, because she has a son now to protect her. So she doesn't behave like a widow. You know, widow is only when there is no husband, there is nobody, like that. But of course, things keep changing under the guise of social reform and so on, you know, they have some good things and they have some bad things. You know. So, but here, let us stick to what Draupadi's thinking was. Prabhupada declared that Draupadi is a pure devotee, because only a pure devotee can think like that. You know, yesterday also I was explaining that it's so difficult to forgive. In this world we see that we get affected by so many things. People insult us, talk something bad, carry the name, you know, blasphemy. But the devotee has to forgive. Very, very difficult, but it is really wonderful. If you can do that, if you practice that, then most of our problems are solved, because we are not affected, you know. We talk of Bhagavad Gita all the time, we talk of Bhagavatam all the time, and when examples come like this, then we don't try to emulate in our life. We have our own system. We think that, oh, no, it's not for me. It's good to read, it's good to hear, but I can't do that. I cannot forgive so and so. So, and we get affected very soon, very fast. In fact, there is one devotee, His Grace Mahatma Prabhu, he is giving a lot of seminars on this forgiveness, how to forgive. It's an art. I know, as I said, it requires a lot of courage to forgive. Because it's like, you know, you are infected by some poison and now you are trying to get the poison out. There are so many methods. But this method is to forgive the person who spread the poison. And you can try it and you see the results. It's so wonderful, because, you know, there are so many nice, I would say, quotations and nice sayings about this. What you gain by forgiving. Because any anger against somebody is compared to a poison. It's a poison in your body which is affecting you, you know. And unless that poison is removed, we will be in trouble always. Because it's somebody else's problem which we are carrying, you know. That person, by doing that, has created a problem for you. I'll just give a small example, you know, a small story, very, very perfect story for this kind of situation. Of course, Draupadi's story is itself perfect. There was a sadhu, he took his bath in the Ganga, you know, and then he was going back to his ashram. So some urchin, some bad boy, you know, was sitting in the branch of a tree. And as the sadhu was passing under him, he spit on him. So, and he spit, and he was, you know, scared now, because he knew that if a sadhu curses, you can be finished. But the sadhu doesn't do anything. He just goes back to Ganga and takes a bath again. Again he is passing by and this person spits again. So this goes on happening for few times. And this person starts thinking, what kind of a man is this? I am going on spitting and he just goes, takes a bath and he doesn't say anything to me. He may say, just say, Krishna, may Krishna bless you. So he became agitated now. And he wanted to know. Look at that, that person had no agitation. He was simply going, doing, taking his bath, coming back. So he said, what kind of a man are you? I'm insulting you, I'm spitting on you, and you simply go back and, you know, say, Krishna bless you, and, you know, I can't understand this behavior. So this man says, you are trying to insult me, that's what you think, but I am not accepting your insult. I am going and taking bath because my body has become dirty, that's all. Because there is something dirty on my body, so I have to go and cleanse it. So whatever you are doing, I am not affected by that. I am not accepting that. You know, so you get insult when you accept the insult. If you reject the insult, then that's the best way of frustrating anybody, you know. So same way, in Draupadi's case especially, we see that she behaved so elegantly. You know, see, Krishna is saying you kill. Arjuna had to kill him. You know. Of course, Arjuna also was smart. He did not, as I said, like explain that, he did not kill. He brought him to Draupadi because he had promised Draupadi to bring him there. And the moment Draupadi sees this, her motherly affection, you know, because she has lost her son and she knows that now his mother will be affected, Kripi. So she knew the pain of a mother, and that's why she decided that, you know, she did not even contemplate on that. She did not, you know, plan, oh, this is what I will do. And the moment she saw, immediately, naturally, that compassion came out. And she says, Muchyanto, Muchyanto, Muchyantam, Muchyantam. Just release him, please release him. We had done this small drama last year in our here Tallahassee temple, and in one of the programs, children performed this punishment of Ashwatthama, which was well received by everybody. So it's a nice story, and of course still not ended. Tomorrow we'll take further from here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.